a purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick. Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare. To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or visit our website, rosevillecarecentre.com. Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home. One of those melodies which just gets better and better every time we play it, and that's because it's by the fabulous Charlie, also known as Charlotte Fortune. And guess what? Yes, after far, far, far too long a gap, she's back with us now. Charlie, Charlotte Fortune, welcome back to the programme. How are you?
Hello! Good
day. Excellent. It's been far too long, and in fact, you're back in Britain because you've recently been over, I believe, in Florida.
Yes, it was more a pleasure thing. Toured around America for my birthday, went to Miami for a few days, did a bit of partying in Miami, and then hired a Mustang and drove to Key West, and then Key Largo. So it was kind of three holidays in one.
As ever, Charlotte, you kind of just, you know, you know how to party with the best from that point of view. So great stuff there. But other things have been excitingly developed, because obviously Only Love Can Break Your Heart. Is it still available? Can people still download it from iTunes?
Yeah, of course. It'll forever be on iTunes.
Well, forever.
It's about on iTunes or forever. It's also on YouTube with a video.
Of course.
And I think you can get it on Spotify as well. And SoundCloud.
Genuinely wonderful. In fact, it's probably even better than St. Etienne's original version. In fact, what I know, probably it is. So great stuff there. You've also been involved with a movie which has just been released, so share with us what other exciting things have you been getting up to.
Okay, I don't know when we last spoke, but...
It was last year, Charlotte. It was last year. Far too long.
Well, Happy New Year. I basically did a music video it's like a short film for a play called Dear Darwin that's touring Spain at the moment. It premiered in Madrid, so I went there a few months ago for the premiere. And basically, I just did like a short film within the play. It's about anti-bullying. It's all very animated, so they had a big projector on the back of the screen. So that's touring Spain at the moment. I think that's coming to England, and the director's out in LA at the moment trying to get it there. So that's very exciting. So that's on YouTube. You can watch that on YouTube. I need to send you these links. I'm very sorry. Also, the song I did in LA a few years ago has now been signed and released by a record company, a Swedish record company. So you can also get that on iTunes and Beatport, or you can listen to it on YouTube. And that's called Superheroes, featuring Charlotte Fortune.
So are we back with Charlotte Fortune as opposed to Charlie?
Yeah, well, I didn't really pick Charlie, to be honest.
No.
It's just because I was in the film, I was called Charlotte Fortune, and
It's quite all right, because you always should clarify this, because some folk, I mean, Morris Micklewhite, you know, why did he change his name to Michael Caine? I don't know. It's just one of those strange and bizarre and strangely wonderful things, but there's always only one Charlotte Fortune, the genuine superheroine, which is great stuff.
Why, thank you, Alex.
That's very, very critical. As I say, we have missed you, and it's high time you either returned to Lincoln, or indeed we came down to London, or indeed we did this kind of tour of America. Because I know when we spoke in the past of you being over in the States, and when you were over in California, we didn't manage to quite connect you with. So I think you spoke to Phil Lynas, but you didn't manage to get acted. So never mind. These things.
That was a shame.
Never mind. Things will work out. But it's Grand National Day, Charlotte. Will you be sort of involved with the Grand National at all, or is it a case of no? That whole ancient experience will pass me by.
Well, I would like to be there. My friend's there now in the sunshine, and it's raining in London right now, so I'm a bit jealous. I have done a sweepstake at a temp job I'm working at. The sweepstake for everyone. So I have Better Pound. And I've got, what's his name again? I've forgotten his name. Grand Royale or something like that.
We have Royal Knight. That's one thing.
Royal Knight.
Royal Knight. Interesting. I want to make sure that sort of...
Shut the front door is like, I want him to win. That's my bet.
Is it because of the Tony McCoy setup that Shut the Front Door is actually sort of...
Yeah, definitely. And I say that sometimes. So I thought, it's just me.
Well, as opposed to Shut the Back Door, which can be another sort of experience. Yeah. Who knows? You know, shut both doors, really. That would be very important. we'll be going live to Aintree, actually, later on this morning. In fact, probably in about half an hour from now, we'll be speaking to Malcolm Tomlinson, who's going to be commentating on the Great Race. He does it every year for Radio 5 Live, ace commentator. Indeed, also the father of Eleanor Tomlinson, who's currently doing quite well because she has the role of Demelza in the Poldark series. There we are. So that's still to come. We're also going to be speaking to Jessica Ward, who is back in Lincoln from the Isle of Man, and also Minty Steed, who will be, I think, also maybe coming to us live from Aintree. I was actually there a few years ago at the Aintree Grand National. Have you been yourself in times past?
No, I haven't been, and I really do want to go. I'm hoping to get to Ascot or Sandown races this year.
Yeah.
It's not quite Ascot, though, is it? Ascot's not quite Aintree.
There are people who would say Aintree is not quite Ascot or Royal Ascot, really, but that, of course, will be happening. I just find it, because obviously you're a graduate of the Sir Paul McCartney Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts. You weren't taken over there when you were a student, though?
No, because... I didn't think I really knew it existed, Alex. I was in my own little world, you know, in my drama school world. Didn't really venture out that much. I went to Chester once. Didn't even get to Manchester until I'd graduated. So it's so intense. I didn't really have the time to focus on anything else. I was a bit too much of a geek, really.
Oh, that's why we appreciate you. There's always time. Moving on from that point of view, do you ever go back to the Sir Paul McCartney Institute of Performing Arts, or have they called you back as an alma mater or something, or an alumni?
I did go back in October, last October, for a long weekend, but obviously the site was shut, so I couldn't actually go into Liverpool. But I met up with some friends that are still there, and Liverpool's changed a lot, actually. The whole development by Albert Docks and the whole shopping department, like, section, it's ridiculous. They've put so much money into it, and it's so much better than I remember. So I do really like Liverpool. I probably would quite like to live there, maybe, one day, if I got a job in
West Coast. I mean, I suppose you could always do Hollyoaks or even Coronation Street if you commuted to Manchester, but still, that's a different line entirely. Moving onwards, of course, we've got a whole range of other sort of great things sort of happening from that point of view. Advice, Charlotte, it's something we always like to ask you to as you reflect on a sensational career, which is already getting better and will continue to do so. Any advice for any kind of young performing artists who might be listening to this and thinking, ooh, right, that's, I want to be like Charlotte Fortune.
A bit of a plug. It's brilliant. I always say the same thing. I just say don't give up. I think I gave this advice before. Basically, just go with your heart. Don't get disheartened. As soon as you get disheartened, I think it's time to just give up. I do loads of different temp jobs all week, loads of different things, but my heart's still in that place. So you can't rely on anyone. You can't rely on your agents. You have to just keep networking yourself, getting yourself out there, going to as many live performances or whatever you're interested in, like plays, theatre, gigs. You just have to network. You have to get your business cards, give them out, or give your email out to people, and just keep at it until you decide, actually, this is quite annoying.
There we are.
And a few of my friends have done, actually. They have given up now, which is a real shame. But
You should never.
I probably, if I could think again, I probably would have trained for something else and then done a master's in performing arts.
I don't know. You have always been the quintessential Cinderella. Have you stepped aside from pantomime, by the way? I mean, is that something you ever sort of see yourself going back into in terms of doing some more pantomime, or would you say no?
Yeah, I guess I'd like to. I just didn't want... I was getting typecast a little bit, wasn't I, Alex?
You were.
High school musical, Cinderella, Snow White, Fairy Daisy. It's getting a little bit... Come on, what else can this girl do? So
exactly.
That's why I tried to steer away from that and do the film and do the song. And obviously, I love my singing, so I just put more singing, release the song. I would quite like to do it this year, if someone... approaches me.
Well,
you know?
we're putting it out now because this is a time when obviously the schedules are beginning to sort of put together. Well, we've actually had a series of Easter pantomimes that I think went down well at the Darlington Civic Theatre, so we'll sort of roll that thing out as well. Apart from that, of course, we have to sort of say that Natalie Tuck sends her best to you. Natalie, of course, we met up with when you joined us at St Pancras Station a few years ago, and Natalie's now happily working in London as a key financial journalist. So there we are. She's been following. Exactly. So it just goes to show. All the slots together perfectly.
Yeah, London's the place to be, definitely. You meet so many different people. It's great opportunities in London, definitely.
Well, you say London, other people might say Lincoln. I personally would say any place that has Charlotte Fortune resident is the place to be. So there we are. It can be Miami, Florida, or various other bits and pieces. It's very critical.
But it is London today. You need to be in London today, not Aintree. Remember, there's a boat race, which I'm watching.
Well, there you go. And who?
And
for the first time, you've got the men's boat race and also the women's boat race going to be run at the same time. Well, at least on the same day, not necessarily at the same time. Very exciting. So who do you think which one of the blues, the dark blues or the light blues, Oxford or Cambridge, do you think will actually take the title this year?
You know, I really don't know because I've never watched it.
Oh.
I'm just excited because I now live West London and I'm very close, so I can just walk down to Barnes.
So you'll be actually going to Barnes Bridge then and actually check it out from in person?
Very good. I'm just going to, as long as the rain stops. Please.
Yeah, well,
it's awful out there at the moment.
Just take an umbrella, Charlotte.
But, I'm doing my end-of-year tax account, so there's nothing I can do right now. I'm doing my tax. Very boring on a Saturday, but it's got to be done. Self-employed actors, you know.
Schedule D, very important. That's just for Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs that we actually sort of just acknowledge that Schedule D is important and sorted through from that point of view. Brilliant. Charlotte, I didn't actually realise you'd even moved to sort of my own neck of the woods in southwest London as opposed to where you were over in the east part of London, actually. So there we are.
I know, moved at Christmas time, so...
And you see, had you been around and had you been able to, we could have actually connected together for the London Boat Show, and then we could have had your riverboat on the Thames, and you could have actually sort of commentated from there.
I was around. I do remember that time. I was trying to work it, actually. Just let me know whenever you're here, Alex.
Well, that'll be very soon. We'll send the details down. We'll text us, because, as I say, the audience are sort of saying they're demanding. We want more Charlotte Fortune. That's the classic line, you know. We want more Charlotte Fortune. And you've already alluded to the fact that we've got new videos, new songs, and various other things we need to be featuring as well. So those last two questions, fairly straightforward.
Please purchase the superhero song. I have emailed you it. Probably a little bit too late for today, but just get that on iTunes.
It'll come together. And so the next critical question is, first of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme this morning, Charlotte Fortune?
Of course I have, Alex, as always.
Little plug there once again for Royal Night, which is the Charlotte Fortune tip, or at least suggestion, for the Grand National, as opposed to Shut the Front Door with AP McCoy doing his stuff from there. So the next question, of course, is, will you return and join us in the very near future? And in fact, we might schedule, hopefully, a Wednesday slot, etc., with superheroes, which makes such perfect sense, because, of course, you know, we feature superheroes all the time. In fact, this coming Wednesday on the Midweek Drive, we'll be featuring one of the producers of a series called The Big Bang Theory. So there we are, lots of sort of things from that point of view.
Oh, wow.
It all slots together in their own unique way. But I take it, Charlotte, you will return.
I definitely will. Sooner than
later. Okay, you can tell, Charlotte, that the audience, they're getting a little bit sort of excited about that, so good news.
I've missed that.
To me, to you. No, not the Chuckle Brothers. Rotherham United. Don't miss this must-win thriller. Rotherham United at the Riverside. 3 o'clock, Saturday the 11th of April. I care, so I'm there. Didn't James May come from Rotherham?
Yeah, and David Seaman.
But Rotherham's biggest stars are definitely
the Chuckle Brothers.
To me, to you.
Straight off the training ground.
Come on, pub.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334 or visit our website at parkvillecarecentre.com. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
It is the eve of the Battle of the Riverside as King Aitor addresses his army.
We throng! We happy throng, we band of borough brothers and sisters, in the cold of a Tuesday eve, have wolves to slay and a jacket to take to the cleaners. And gentlefolk in Middlesbrough now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here, while any speaks that fought with us this St. Crispin's Day. Well, actually, it's not St. Crispin's Day at all. It's Tuesday the 14th of April at 7:45, but you get the gist. Borough versus Wolves at the Riverside, Tuesday the 14th of April, 7:45. It's going to be a battle on the pitch, a pitch battle. So, come on down, support King Aitor, be part of the army. Borough, I care, so I'm there.
Offering prestigious accommodation, ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs. A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare. To find out more, please telephone 01642 308188 or visit our website rosevillecarecentre.com. Roseville Care Centre. Care
Block
to call us home.
The fastest and most effective way to get a boost wherever and whenever you need it. Whether you're racing to beat a deadline, cross any finishing line, or just looking for an edge, Blockhead is the convenient and reliable option for everyone. Blockhead was developed by Danny Lowe, a 21-year-old sports scientist and multidiscipline athlete, who came up with the idea while in his second year at university. He began developing Blockhead in order to make energy easy for everyone. So performance boosts and cognition enhancement is only a chew away. Blockhead Energy Gum. Energy.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, that's the recipe.
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right,
or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989, or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Quick reminder, of course, you can go to southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com and actually download all the countryside links we did from just before Easter, of course, and Palm Sunday, with the sequence there we put together at the Lincolnshire Showground, Lincolnshire Events Centre. So great stuff there with, of course, Jessica Ward and Emma Tinson. Jessica will be joining us later on in the show. We will be going to Aintree in a few moments. We'll be speaking to Malcolm Tomlinson, all being well, ace commentator, all set and ready to do his usual commentary on the Aintree Grand National. One of four commentators that, of course, BBC Radio 5 Live employ for this side of things, so great stuff there. But now, as promised, our countryside expert, who might have been at Aintree, but she couldn't make it this time around, so she's sorting out a few other bits and pieces betwixt times. That would be Minty Steed. Good morning, Minty, how are you?
Good morning, okay, thank you, Alex. And although it was somewhat of a disappointment not to manage Aintree today, and the thing that I was sort of diverted by, it should have a very good and positive outcome, so it was worth it.
Yes, well, excellent stuff, and I must admit that yesterday the photographs that we actually saw in some of the press with respect to Ladies' Day, I think there was far too much cleavage on display despite the new dress code, but that's just another line entirely. Maybe it was just the camera people operating for it.
I would say be a very brave man who would dare to defy that they should have said the wearer's opinion on cleavage.
Well, precisely. Anyway.
It's a very brave man indeed.
Anyway, moving on, we've just been speaking to Charlotte Fortune and her sort of suggestion. I think it was her sweepstake pick. I mean, most people are actually looking, as far as the Grand National is concerned, for the AP McCoy train shuts the front door, or AP McCoy ridden shut the front door. I think that Royal Knight was Charlotte's choice. Have you had a chance to have a look at the thing yourself, Minty, or would it just be a case of...
Well, it's, you know, as they always do say, the Grand National is as certain as a throw of a dice in the wrong direction or stick a pin in with your eyes closed. It's the whole element of the Grand National is there's no such thing as a certainty that way around. So you're just very lucky the certainty actually gets wrong because this is a race in which I know it sounds ironic and ridiculous, but every horse at the start of the lineup is equal. It's a question, no matter how great they are, how poor. I mean, horses have been known to win at 700-1 when everybody else had fallen. There's only about one left, so probably not even. I mean, it was, what, about 150-1, something like that. And, it's a very, very chance thing. And it's interesting to know the first Grand National winner's name was Lottery. So, really, it is just the light of a lottery. You can have just as much luck with your own numbers as you could if you just bought a lucky dip one, you know. I would say, see it as fun. Don't bet what you can't afford to lose. See it as fun. If you were seriously contemplating in the hope of actually winning money, I would say that common sense would dictate, even if this horse does win, and you're hardly going to even get your own bet money back. There's so much money being added on. You basically have to spend two to literally win one back in addition to the two you've put down. So I would say if you're looking towards maybe look for something you think would come in, say, the first four or five, depending on the places, how many places they're paying out at, wherever you place your bet, and have a judicious chance on, say, one being placed, rather than if the favourite does win, you will only have the cachet of the fact you named the winner, but you're virtually just going to get your own money back. You're hardly going to win anything, there's so much going on there, you know.
Indeed.
So don't let anyone put off by that. I just meant, want to think, you know, go on the favourite and let's all hope it wins and you're happy it wins, then at least you know you bought the right ticket. But you could maybe win a bit of money on something else coming in a place.
Exactly. So there we are. Moving on, in terms of countryside events and such like, what sort of highlights do you want to sort of promote for the next few weeks, Minty?
Oh, we have a new one. I have been promoting this for quite some time. I've been placing it with those that do collect these areas, Trash Dampson Hall, because it's a welcoming place. It's relatively easy to reach, and they do welcome countryside things, and they have the facilities for it. So that's my personal opinion on Scanston Hall. Scanston hasn't done anything to make me promote it. It's my own personal opinion, having known the area and the place. And so it's the Libyan Heritage people who are coming up to do this, and it's the very first time that we've actually had a game and country fair of Libyan Heritage within the Yorkshire area. Of course, we mustn't forget, you know, about 3 weeks after that, we have the Pickering Game and Country Fair, which is well established and has its own unique quality about a couple of miles outside, just as you're heading into Pickering. It's a super thing. But the Living Heritage are making this bold foray into Yorkshire, and I wish them the best of luck, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes for them. It's an awful lot of people over the past days, having been stuck in not only single file traffic jams, but two lane both ways at times, traffic jams, with no traffic moving in any direction whatsoever. They'll have spent quite some time, if they were within the area, for the signpost to turn off the Scamston. They'll have had a long time sitting there contemplating what could there possibly be at Scamston while they've been stuck in several miles of traffic jam. So they'd be known by more people than it's been known before for that alone. But it's on the motorway part, which is there designed to cut out being stuck in places like York and Malton, etc. Although the day that actually really happens and you're stuck in traffic somewhere is going to be, I think, long gone because of the sheer volume of traffic on the roads nowadays. But do try it. It looks like it's going to be a good event. And I wish them the best of luck with Heritage and having a go.
Okay, so just a reminder, that's the Rydale Game and Country Fair, and it's at the Scampston, yep. Scampston Estate, oh. Scampston, yep. Scampston Hall. That's, you can, great. Of course, go to scampston.co.uk and find out further details about the Scampston Estate.
That's,
but the Rydale Game, yep. and Country Fair, Saturday, yep. the 19th of April, and or rather, Saturday the 18th of April and Sunday
18th
the 19th of April.
Saturday and Sunday, 2 days.
Which is next week, a week before the North of England Horticultural Society have their spring flower show, which is something we'll hopefully be covering at the Harrogate, and of course we've got the Pickering Game Fair that's coming up as well, so
in May.
So that's it. Brilliant, Minty. Yeah. It's been fabulous touching base with that horse. I think the terriers are keeping well, I take it.
Oh, absolutely, yes, we are getting into the mode. I can't absolutely guarantee that we will be out for maybe another 2 or 3 weeks to anywhere, but once we do start moving, you can be guaranteed. I think we should put on a pretty fair show, I think, and we're raring to go, and we have all the youngsters. Due to Jackie's injury last year, and I being so ill that they didn't take out and haven't as yet tasted the idea of the show ring, but they're very keen on their training, so we're going to, and we're training up a new person to actually be showing some of them. More about that later on when that person makes a debut in the ring. And we shall certainly, so if you don't see us anywhere April for any reason, we will certainly be there in May.
Minty, a pleasure as
and
ever.
And you'll never know, we could be arriving at a show near you any day, May on, but we shall see what we can do in April as well.
What splendid stuff. Okay, Minty, you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today.
Yes, absolutely.
And we look forward to seeing you back again in the very near future.
And I shall do my plug here now, that if anyone's disabled or anything, do contemplate going to the Lincoln County Show, because you will be looked after, you will be helped, you will be assisted, but you will not be patronised as well. They're there for a disabled person, you know, we're here to help you. You will actually be treated as a standard A-okay human being, but you will be helped so you can do whatever you need to do. And that is genuine words. I haven't been promoted to say it. I've said it my own accord. It's you won't be disappointed if you're disabled after how things go in Lincoln County.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Offering prestigious accommodation, ensuite facilities and high quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs. A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare. To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or visit our website, rosevillecarecentre.com. Roseville Care Centre. Care.
Brother and brightest stars are coming to the Riverside!
To me, to you, to me, to you.
No, not the Chuckle Brothers! Rotherham United!
Don't miss this must-win thriller. Rotherham United at the Riverside. 3 o'clock, Saturday the 11th of April. I care, so I'm there. Didn't James May come from Rotherham?
Yeah, and David Seaman.
But Rotherham's biggest stars are definitely...
The Chuckle Brothers.
To me, to you.
Straight off the training ground.
Come on, pub.
Tough call, really. Do you actually go to see Middlesbrough play Rotherham United in the crucial clash later on today? Or do you sort of whiz off to Aintree to actually, you know, catch the Grand National with ace commentator Malcolm Tomlinson? Well, surely there's no decision, is there, Malcolm? I mean, obviously it's going to be the Aintree thing after the boat race. What a weekend! How are you, anyway?
Good, Alex, thank you. Definitely do the latter.
Exactly, because Rotherham might be exciting, but at the end of the day, there's only one AP McKay. Is he going to do the business? Are you still there, Malcolm? Or have you dropped out? Do you know, I think he's actually dropped... You are still there, right?
Yeah, I'm still here. You're breaking up a good hour.
Okay, I think we should be sorted out now from that point of view. So is AP McKay going to do the business, Malcolm?
Well, he's got a massive chance, Alex. His horse is brilliantly named, isn't it? Shut the front door. I mean, what kind of name could you have for your final ride at the end of a fairy tale career? The horse is a warm favourite. It was favourite last night. There's a welter of money for it today, Alex. And it could well go off the shortest price favourite since Red Mum in 1975. So it's got a massive chance.
Looking at Chris Cook in The Guardian, he has the Druid's Nephew, Stoll, Saint R, and Royal Knight. So Royal Knight seems to be sort of a lot of critics' favourites and choices, including our very own Charlotte Fortune's gone for Royal Knight.
Look, I wouldn't put anybody off Royal Knight. The great thing about the Grand National, Alex, is that it is a complete lottery in terms of, you know, trying to work your way around, just trying to survive on the first circuit and then try and ride a race on the second circuit, put yourself in the right position and try to avoid any grief and fallers on the way around. There's a lot of luck involved, you know, and just on pure form you can make cases for at least 10 or 15 of these. So, you know, it's not a certainty by any means that the favourite or any of the leading market fancies are going to win the race.
Well, looking at some of your colleagues here, I see a certain John Hunt from BBC Radio 5 Live has gone for Unionist, Balthazar, King, and then Godsma Judge and Alvarado.
Yes, well, I agree with John on a couple of those. I have Godsma Judge at the top of my list. I think Unionist will run well. He's a young horse, big grey horse. He's only 7, he's one of the youngest horses in the field, and he's bound to improve. So, yeah, he could go really well. But I think Godsby Judge, who's won the Scottish National in the past, stays every bit of 4.5 miles, might be the one to be on today.
And, of course, Cornelius License, the almost legendary, as legendary as yourself, Malcolm, obviously, chap from the BBC, Cornelius License, Balthazar King is in for him, together with Soul, Shut the Front Door, and Night in Milan.
Yeah, well, I know he's going for Balthazar King. I mean, the horse ran a great race last year, actually finished second last year, and I know that the trainers particularly targeted this race all year. They've kept this horse in cotton wool. He's only run about twice this season, and he's normally a lot busier than that. So, you know, they have targeted this race, and there's every chance that the horse will go very close again.
And actually, as we begin to work our way through this, I see a certain Malcolm Tomlinson, Godsma Judge, Ruby Light, Rocky Creek, and Balthazar King.
Yes, I do think Balthazar King's going to hit the frame. I mean, it'd be very hard to keep him out of that, provided he gets a clear round. Ruby Light, I think, is interesting. It's a huge price. It's about 66-1, trained in Ireland. And it's got some really good form over in Ireland. The big question mark about Ruby Light is whether he'll actually stay the 4.5 mile trip. He's got a lot of speed, and that could mean that he just burns himself out a bit early. But if he doesn't, if he gets plenty of cover and just lobs around at the back of the first circuit, he could be very dangerous. And 66-1 is a big prize, so I thought I'd pop him in my four. You know, just so we've got a big price one in there as well. And you've got studs about 20-1. So,
always like to leave the best to last. That's the important thing. So, have you been there since Thursday, Malcolm? How's the festival been shaping up?
Oh, fantastic. I actually came on Friday, yesterday for the first time. I was supposed to be here on Thursday, but I was doing my other job. I was doing a little episode of Doctors down in Birmingham, so they let me off the Thursday.
Good. There was an awful lot of cleavage on show yesterday, as I pointed out to Minty. There seemed to be more cleavage than I kind of quite anticipated, and thighs, I believe.
Yes, well, it was Ladies' Day.
No.
And it was a beautiful... it was beautiful as well. You know, the weather was nice. It was kind to the ladies. And it was terrific atmosphere. 50,000 people here yesterday having a wonderful time. And there's going to be a slightly bigger crowd today. And, of course, you know, the roof will come off the grandstand if A.P. McCoy ends his career with the fairy tale win.
Now, we know that, sadly, we weren't able to be joined by Jane Clark this time around, of course, the founder and curator of the Aintree Grand National Museum. But Jane, of course, is responsible for the Parade of Champions. We'll be looking at the Parade of Former Champions.
I'll certainly pop out there because my old friend Red Marauder's parading here, and I owe him quite a lot. he won in 2001. I can't believe it's that long ago, 14 years ago, but I had a little bit of a tipple on him at the time, and so I'm definitely going to see if I can go give Red Marauder a pat in the Parade of Champions.
And we know that A.P. McCoy is moving on after this. I know many people still talk about the legendary run you gave at Newmarket a few years ago. Any thoughts about stepping into the A.P. McCoy saddle, Malcolm?
Now I know you're having a laugh.
Well, it's just a thought, you know.
No, I think we'll spare the public that dreadful proposition. One other thing we ought to mention, actually, Alex, is there's a young lady riding this afternoon in the Grand National, Nina Carberry, who's got a major chance, almost called First Lieutenant. You know, obviously it would be history if Nina were to win. She would be the first ever female winning rider. That might be a portentous thing on the day when we have ladies rowing in the boat race on the same day as the men for the first time.
Indeed. We're always looking for the omens. I think the key point, of course, being that I know the fantastic sort of training you went through just for the one horse race. People often sort of say about premiership footballers and how they, we can't play two lots of 90 minutes over 4 days. It's impossible. Guys of AP McCoy, I mean, you know, they're doing it regularly. And the kind of extremes that they have to put their bodies through just to actually sort of sweat out the pounds. I wouldn't envy them, shall we say.
No, it's punishing you. It really is punishing. I mean, you mentioned the charity race I rode in. I was allowed to ride at 12 stones, which meant that I could weigh about 11 and a half, because they take into account your kit as well. And I normally weigh about 12 stone 10. Yeah. So, you know, I had to shed a stone and 3 pounds to ride in the race. And, you know, it wasn't easy. And these guys, you know, ride at 10 stones, those are weigh about 9.5, you know, and some of these guys are, you know, they're not small. I mean, the jump jockeys are not small, they're muscled and toned, and, you know, it's amazing what they put themselves through to. And then, of course, trying to recover from injuries as well, they have my utmost respect.
Absolutely. And Sam Whaley-Cohen, do you think he's sort of shaping up to be a little star? Because people are actually saying, well, who's going to actually take the place in celebrity terms once McCoy actually goes?
Yeah, Sam Whaley-Cohen, I think he's determined to stay an amateur, to be honest with you, Alex. He won again yesterday. He's the winning most jockey over the Grand National fences in history, Sam Whaley-Cohen. You'd have to qualify that a little bit by saying that there are more opportunities for amateur riders to ride over the Grand National fences in other races where they just do one lap throughout the course of the year. But you know, that's still quite an achievement. And I don't think he'll turn pressure that to be looking elsewhere for somebody to fill Tony McCoy's boots. Someone like Sam Twiston Davis or one of the young up-and-coming riders.
My own personal favourite quote, not from the Grand National, but of the press in recent times, March 28th, goes as follows. She adds that she never once visited Cornwall during a childhood in Yorkshire that was defined by the singing of her mother, Judith, and the acting of her father, Malcolm, a.k.a. Bruce Baines in Emmerdale. Inherently shy, she says that she picked up the acting bug while sitting on the lap of Bernie Nolan on the set of The Bill, another one of her father's regular gigs. We are, of course, referring to the wonderfully talented, amazingly fine soul that is your daughter, young Eleanor,
who can
be seen in what, let's face it, is a Tomlinson weekend, BBC television tomorrow evening on Sunday as the wonderful co-star in Aidan Turner's Top Off. No, it's Poldark, etc. classics of the show. Wonderful. Genius in every sense of the word. Although I haven't seen it as yet, as I've confessed, and I'm sorry, Eleanor, if you're listening to this, I will get round to it before too long. It's just one of those exciting things that's actually there. No, it's great. And actually, you must be very proud, and it's good to see that, in fairness, that the first Eleanor Tomlinson, as opposed to the next Keira Knightley, is developing a wonderful path in her own right.
Well, absolutely, Alex. I couldn't agree more. In actual fact, the article you've been reading from, I think, was from The Times, and the guy who did the article had interviewed Eleanor 6 or 7 years ago after Angus and had written Meet the Next Keira Knightley. And so I understand why you're drawing the parallel. No, I think she's getting there in her own right now, isn't she? And everybody is taking notice and sitting up and saying, actually, this girl's really, really good. And the camera loves her, and, you know, I know I'm biased, but she's beautiful. She was lucky to get my looks, wasn't she?
Absolutely. Very much so. It's also, and of course, you know, let's not forget Ross as well, who did some fine stuff. I thought it was ironic that there's Eleanor in a series with another co-star called Ross and a brother's called Ross as well. Synchronicity, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it? And she was quoted a couple of times saying that she'd borrowed Ross's clothes to go to the audition.
Yeah.
And everybody was thinking, what? She borrowed Aidan Turner's shirt to go to the audition.
Yes. Sometimes. Look, Malcolm, it's been far too long since you've been at our Siren Studios. Of course, next week we'll be featuring one of the producers of The Big Bang Theory. You may have heard of it. It's a little number that comes across from the States, so they're coming aboard with heaps of other things. Jamie Anderson, of course, Jerry Anderson's son and keeper of the Anderson flame, will be chatting about, obviously, the new Thunderbird series, 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning. You have to get up early to actually catch it, but it's still quite good. And Sharon Lark, the producer of the aforementioned series, is there. But have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us from Aintree on the programme this morning?
I've enjoyed it as much as ever, Alex. Good to be back.
And I take it won't be too long before we can actually see you, hopefully in person in one of our studios before too long. And you will return, certainly telephonically. Malcolm Tomlinson will be back. Is that right?
And that is absolutely I look forward to it.
Yeah, fantastic. Do you know, for a moment I thought we were back to actually the link we had with Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, where it started bubbling, but still, never mind. We promoted Rotherham, we'll promote Wolves now. Happy trails, Malcolm.
It is the eve of the Battle of the Riverside, as King Aitor addresses his army.
We throng! We happy throng! We band of borough brothers and sisters! In the cold of a Tuesday eve, have wolves to slay and a jacket to take to the cleaners! And gentlefolk in Middlesbrough now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here, while any speaks that fought with us this St. Crispin's Day! Well, actually, it's not St. Crispin's Day at all. It's Tuesday the 14th of April at 7:45, but you get the gist. Borough versus Wolves at the Riverside, Tuesday the 14th of April, 7:45. It's going to be a battle on the pitch, a pitch battle. So, come on down, support King Aitor, be part of the army. Borough, I care, so I'm there.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334 or visit our website at parkvillecarecentre.com. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us
from
home.
From Airwolf, Magnum PI and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
So we started this Saturday special out with Charlotte Fortune, of course, and her latest single, Superheroes. Of course, Only Love Can Break Your Heart, also available, and doing all sorts of fabulous things there. Minty Steed updated us with a few of the upcoming fabulous Living Heritage events, both in North Yorkshire and beyond, which are well
worth checking out. And don't forget, of course, we'll be attending the North of England Horticultural Society's Springflower Show, which will be in full force in a fortnight's time, actually, from the 23rd, 24th, 25th and 26th of April. We've also got, of course, the views that we've just heard of Malcolm Tomlinson live from Aintree, with preparing to actually do his BBC commentary for the Grand National. And so, keeping that kind of country-rural theme going, we're delighted to be able to welcome our official New Zealand Island Man correspondent, currently based at the University of Lincoln. That would be the wonderful Jessica Ward. Jessica, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Hi, Alex.
Marvellous. Good to hear your dulcet tones, Jessica. And I've got to say, has the netball season finished now, or are you still actually playing netball?
It's finished now, completely.
Oh, so actually you'll be safe to actually join us on the show this Wednesday as well as the Thursday, then?
Yep.
Fantastic. The Grand National. Have you ever been there? Have you been to Aintree? Is it something that appeals? Will you be watching it on television? Or is it a case of, no, I can't be doing with all that horse riding?
Actually, it's something I've never really looked into before. I've actually just done a little bit of research now.
Nice.
And obviously I've heard of it, and I know it's very, very big, especially in England. I would actually love to go and watch the races. But I've talked to my flatmates, and one of them's very upset about it. Says it's borderline animal cruelty, so
it's an interesting polarity, and we've spoken at length with Jane Clark, the curator and founder of the Aintree Grand National Museum, about this, and an awful lot of vets and horse experts as well. I think it's fair to say that the course has been designed and changed considerably over the years, so it's certainly far, far less dangerous than it used to be. And there is the other line, that actually what we're actually asking the animals to do here is basically nothing that is unnatural to them in terms of racing through the whole system. But it's interesting that point is still there in terms of the thing. And maybe we'll take it up with Malcolm, Minty and Jane and a few other sort of fine folk who would obviously have a few things to say as a response to that. Have you ever been to a horse race as yet, Jessica?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so we're going to have to put that right then in the next few months. Yeah. And then you can actually have that, the whole experience of the whole system. Because I can sort of, without being too much of a pun merchant, I tend to sit on the fence with respect to this sort of side of things. But I do think, actually, in terms of a kind of overall event, it's quite fun. Meanwhile, what about the boat race? Will you be following the Oxford and Cambridge boat race?
I haven't watched it before, but I've heard a lot about it again, and I've always been into water sports, and actually I wanted to do rowing at university, but just collided with my timetable, unfortunately.
You can't be doing your journalistic shorthand whilst you're in a boat trying to row at the same time. It's good,
I can multitask,
the paper's going to get wet, it's going to get soggy, you're not going to be able to sort of listen to what's being said. It could be a nightmare. Don't know what could
be
happening.
It's not practical, is it?
Precisely. Jessica, you're almost coming to the end now of your first year at the University of Lincoln, and indeed your first year as an official midweek drivette on Siren FM and also Southside Broadcasting correspondence.
Don't say that, so sad.
But it means that even more goodness is coming through. What have your particular highlights been of the last couple of terms that you've spent in Lincoln? Because, as I said, obviously, it's quite a shift from New Zealand originally over to the Isle of Man and then over to us at Lincoln.
Oh, well, where do I begin? First of all, working on the show with you, nice brownie points. But it's just such an amazing experience, and I would highly recommend it to anybody within the university or outside the university. It doesn't matter. It's just kind of pushes you to your limits, and I don't know. It's just a really, really good experience. Fantastic. The course itself is really good as well, and Lincoln is such a beautiful place. It's so quiet, I suppose, but, like, I think more and more people should visit it and get to see how wonderful it really is.
Well, I think certainly this weekend, the ongoing success of the official opening of the castle, which took place recently, where you can actually see the Victorian prison and the copy of the Magna Carta, is well worth accessing. Of course, on May the 6th, all being well, Telefantasy and Society will be taking place at the Engine Shed. You can still actually book tickets. They're going very quickly, but you need to access that register online. Page 40 of the latest edition of SFX magazine, you'll find a full third of a page dedicated to Telefantasy and Society, with a few quotes from yours truly as well. So interesting line from that perspective. And of course, Thunderbirds now available, and the new Thunderbirds Ago series is working through that. Jessica, have you ever encountered the Big Bang Theory?
Have I encountered it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you know the show, you know the series, because we will be having Gay Linville, who's one of the associate directors and indeed current directors and producers of The Big Bang Theory, joining us on the show for Wednesday, as indeed will Randy Reinholtz, who's one of the fabulous founders of the Native Voices at the Autry project. So lots of things to look forward to there as we tease ahead. But are you looking forward to our next Outside Broadcast location report, which will probably be that aforementioned North of England Horticultural Society's Spring Flower Show at the Yorkshire Harrogate Showground?
Yes, it sounds absolutely splendid. I love just outdoors and horticulture, any kind of agriculture.
Well, lots of other things than that. Plus, of course, we've got game fairs coming up as well in Pickering and probably in the Living Heritage, as we mentioned. So heaps of good things to go through from that point of view. What's the weather like in Lincoln at present?
Really, really sunny, actually. Well, I'm looking out my window right now, and there's some big clouds in the distance, but blue skies still. No rain. I don't think there's any harsh wind or anything. So.
And we are very much still in the Easter season. Often people say, oh, we've had Easter now. So, no, it's 40 days. You know, you have 40 days of Lent, 40 days of Easter before we go to Whitsuntide and so on. So it's very important that's maintained. Did you have a good Easter over at the Isle of Man, or a good Easter break?
Yeah, it was really good. I went for quite a few walks around the Isle of Man. It was really good to see everybody and just spend some good quality family time as well. It was really nice.
There we are, you see, obviously keeping the walking theme going. I'd ask you if you tuned into any of the stuff we actually did on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Probably no. Why would I take my mobile phone and use the application to listen to that? Anyway, if you missed any of today's little piece, you'll be able to download it very, very shortly from southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. That, as I say, mentioned, is not only Charlotte Fortune, Minty Steen, Malcolm Tomlinson and Jessica Ward, a whole little special package that we put together. You said you might be watching the Grand National for the first time. Is there any particular horse that you have in mind, or is it a case of shut the front door, the horse written by A.P. McCoy, that's the one you're going to go for? Or were there any, what would your choice be, Jessica, your random selection?
Pressure. Well, there's been a lot of talk about Shut the Front Door, hasn't there?
Yeah.
But I don't know. So some of the names are very unique, but I think I'm going to go for names. I'm going to go for Lord Windermere, because that just sounds very fabulous.
Right. Lord Windermere. Actually, we'll pull up some details with respect to Lord Windermere, just for the completist. So we've got that sorted through. Which number is Lord Windermere coming in from that point of view? We've got Knight in Milan, we've got the Druid's Nephew, Godsmere Judge was actually there, St. Vaux, Across the Bay, Bob Ford, Lord Windermere. It must be here somewhere. I'm sure it's actually sort of coming in the whole system. Alvarado, Ellie Brown Royal. Oh, do we have a number for Lord Windermere? Jessica, or have we... Have we got... Oh,
I don't know where to look for it exactly. I'm on BBC... It's number one, but I don't actually know.
Right, okay. Well, we'll just find this through. We refuse to be beaten by the electronics within the whole system here. We can multitask with the best of our kinds of things. The Druid's Nephew seems to be springing out to my mind, just from the perspective of the sequence there. Of course, Balthazar King, First Lieutenant, Rocky Creek, Unionist... And you're quite right, absolutely. Number one, Lord Windermere. It's an Irish horse, trained by Jim Colotti, ridden by Brian O'Connell, and it landed the 2014 Cheltenham Gold Cup. Odds 50-1, interesting line from that point of view. No top weight has won the National since Red Rum in the 1970s. Yes, but there we are, Brian O'Connell now riding Lord Windermere. So that's, shall we put that down as your official suggestion then, Jessica? That's your choice for the 2015 Grand National.
Yeah, we'll go ahead with that.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Jessica, I think you know the last two questions, which we use as a matter of course because they are copyright and trademarked. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme today?
Of course, as usual.
And I take it, at the last phone link we actually did, you were off to London to actually get your Duke of Edinburgh gold, I believe. Is that right?
It would have been
on the train, exactly. So we were a while back.
Yeah,
we had hoped we might have actually had I think it's a bronze or silver gold, Duke of Edinburgh gold, or Duke of Edinburgh soul who's looking to do her communications badge at the south side. Sadly, she couldn't come along today, but she'll be enjoying, yeah, exactly. We'll probably sort of connect with her in the not too distant future. That would be Laura McCann. There we are. A little name check. Okay. I'll sort through that. Anyway, that will happen. So I take it, Jessica, well, we've already said you'll be back with us on Wednesday. Oh, actually, we've got to mention, on Wednesday also, we've got another Grand's opening version of the afternoon sequence that is Lincoln Inspired on Air between 1 and 2. So if you're free then, you can join us for the Inspired on Air programme as well. More Lincoln Inspired stuff, as well as, of course, the Midweek Drive. The bottom line is, Jessica Ward, you will return.
Yes.
Offering prestigious accommodation, ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs. A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare. To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or visit our website rosevillecarecentre.com. Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.